spoke to each other as Lewis and Joanne.
Mm-hmm.
And in later years, I was Grandpa and she was Grandma. That's the way we respond today.
Okay, let me see. This word right here.
Spouse.
Spouse, okay, that's what I was thinking. So would you ever refer to my spouse, or
no,
would you just say Joanne?
Just Joanne.
Okay, well, that's more personal. That's nice. All right, now this is kind of along the same lines. What I'm going to do is, as I'm talking, you're going to be saying words that are on my list.
My glasses.
Oh, okay. And unless I cannot get you to divine what I'm thinking, I'll show you the paper, but I don't want you to see the words unless you can help it. Okay. Who gave birth to you?
My mother.
Okay. And who was her husband?
James.
And your... He was your...
My father.
Father. Okay. And the two of them were your...
Parents.
Okay. And their parents were your...
Grandparents.
Okay. And you said that you had 10 brothers and sisters.
Yes.
And so there were 11?
11 altogether in the family.
Okay, so your parents had 11...
Children.
Okay. And you were all... You all grew up here.
Yes.
In Woodruff. How would you say that you were blank here? You were brought up here. What's another way to say brought up here?
Well, I was raised.
Raised here. Okay. Some people say reared. And so we wanted to know if you say raised or reared. Reared sounds like reared, you know. And where did the women have their children?
In their homes.
In their homes. So they didn't go to...
No, there was a lady here that was midwife, mm-hmm. as long as I can remember, and she assisted when almost all of our family were born.
Okay, and...
Her name is Sarah.
You remember her name. Well, the... are all living here too. I know the names. Okay. And so when people got ill or had children, they did not go to the place where people normally go. What's
no.
that? It's a
hospital.
A hospital. So they didn't have, well, there isn't one close.
No.
Is there? So
there was
that
no,
wouldn't be
no
very
hospital
practical.
This side of Ogden.
Mm-hmm.
Or Montpelier, Idaho.
Wow. And
so you had to stay well.
Your relationship to your wife, you are her...
Husband.
And you're also her sweetheart. And she is your...
She's my wife and
okay.
sweetheart.
And when you two were joined in...
Marriage.
Okay. And you've been... For how many years have you been...
About 51 years.
51 years you've been...
Married.
Okay. Grandma and Grandpa celebrated their 56th this last Valentine's Day, I think. Because their 50th was when I was just turned 16. And I'll be 22 this year. So that's 6. Maybe it's 57. Quite a long time. Okay, on Sunday you go to
church.
Okay, now in the Mormon religion we really don't have this, but like let's say you visited a Catholic church, instead of hearing a talk in the Mormon church, you would hear a what in the Catholic church or in a Baptist church. It wouldn't be called
a
talk,
sermon,
right? A sermon. And what would be the name of the man who would give the sermon? In another church, would you?
Well, he'd be the. I was going to say preacher,
yeah.
but...
Not the bishop.
Not the bishop.